Go in, bring everyone up to speed. Why on earth we're suddenly, the cloud has lifted, the rainbows around our shoulder and the hat's on the side of our head.
Okay.
Who are you, Joanne? Go on.
Well, I was a barmaid at a premiership club.
Mm-hmm.
And I rang in and told you last week that I went out with, polite term, three players and a manager.
You had it off with them, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Well done, lady. No, we're all grown ups here.
Yeah.
Frank Glenn never gives us a... anyway, so yeah, you were a barmaid at a well-known Premier League that we know.
Yes.
And we're not allowed to broken look, going to.
Okay.
And so you went out with who?
Yes. Well, three players and a manager.
And a manager?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it seems that one of the people on my list was listening to the show last week.
Really?
And he's got back in touch.
Really?
Yes.
In a positive way, in a nice way.
Yes, I was just grateful that he'd remembered.
Oh, I bet he... But no, how can you put yourself down like
that? Well, it was, you know, one afternoon in a hotel down from the club, and he was drunk, and...
Yeah, well, okay, but even so, doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's training for you.
Of course a footballer's going to remember. Of course, if you rung up, so...
I remember it.
He'd never know. He just rang on the other players.
Honestly, he had to go to a lot of trouble to get my number, because he rang the club that we both used to work at.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to a friend of mine who knew about it.
Yeah.
And she got in touch with me. And I spoke to him this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he made me a proposition.
And
he's listening tonight, and I thought about it, and yes.
Gentlemen, talk radio, your pimp of the airwaves. Bringing together people for sexual purposes.
Joanne, just from my own curiosity, is this one of the players who was at this club before, but has now moved to another club?
Well, if I say, Danny, I like the more mature man.
Oh, well, no, just tell me that, is he at the same club now as he moved on?
He's moved on.
But Joanne, all I'm saying here is, I don't know what the regulations are about radio shows bringing together listeners for sexual purposes. But you're going to meet up in the week, will you?
I think so, yeah.
Will you wear a wire, Joanne? For the love of God, stay sober this time, Joanne, because we don't want our listeners going to bed with footballers. And it's, we need all the details.
Yeah.
You see,
I was sober last time. It was him that was drunk.
And you didn't bring him mine. That's some beery, whispering,
nursing
pads. Yeah, why don't I ever meet Joanne? You know, you've been drinking, haven't you? No way. That's about the extent of it.
Oh.
And it's worse than saying you were drinking the other day, go away.
That's it.
Was it red wine or whiskey? I don't know. Oh, don't. But Joanne's, fair dude.
Yeah.
He's drunk. There you go.
Well,
thank you very much, Joanne.
Okay.
And he's listening. Well done, sir.
He is listening, and he's a big fan of your show.
Well, thank you very much indeed. So.